chapter 6 and verse 1 of the Gospel of Matthew. The fifth chapter started out with our attitude, and the sixth chapter is doing the same thing. The first several verses here is dealing with our attitude, and I thought that some people might read the Lord's Prayer and say, well, the Lord's just given us a bunch of regulations to live by, but I don't think that's what it is at all.
Right.
I believe with all my heart He's trying to help us, and He's trying to enrich our lives, and He's trying to show us things that will help us along the way, that will keep us out of a lot of trouble in our lives if we just take heed. He's not just tacking on a bunch of regulations, and He's not saying in order to be saved you got to do these things, because we're saved by grace through faith. It's not of ourselves. Thank God it's a gift of God this morning. I've not earned one square inch of heaven, nor will I ever. It's by the grace, and it's by the gift that God has given us this morning. Thankful for His grace. And now here in chapter 6 and verse 1, it says, take heed. Now Jesus says, take heed. That means pay close attention.
Yeah.
Pay close attention that ye do not your alms before men. Now, alms is charitable giving. If you give money to the Union Mission, you're giving alms. If you donate your clothes that no longer fit you to someone less fortunate, you're that's your alms giving, your charitable giving. And if anybody in all of society ought to be charitable and willing to give to those that's less fortunate than us, it should be the bloodbought.
Amen.
The redeemed, because we've been given more charity than anybody on earth.
Yeah.
Do you see, we've not earned this so great of salvation that Christ has freely given us. It was God's gift. It was a charitable giving by God that was willing to give His only begotten Son. It was Jesus that was willing to give His life in our behalf and for our benefit. Praise His high and the holy name this morning. So nobody's been given more than the blood-bought and redeemed here on the face of the earth. So after the what great gift that God has given us, and we didn't earn it. He didn't look down upon us and say, well, I'm just the cutest little people ever was. No, He looked beyond all of our faults.
Amen.
He looked all beyond all of our failures and see the need of someone to save us, to redeem us, to forgive us, and to pardon us. Hallelujah. So we're not to take this great gift and this great charity that God has given us and then look on to those that's less fortunate without any mercy, without any compassion. And we don't look at people that have a need and be judgmental. Well, if they wouldn't have a drinking problem, they wouldn't have a need. We can't look at people like that.
Amen.
God didn't look at us like that. He looked at us in mercy, mercy, and with grace. And praise Him. And if anybody in all of society should be willing to help those less fortunate, it should be us this morning.
Yes, sir.
Praise His high and holy name. But Jesus said, when we do that charitable giving now, pay close attention that you don't do it before men.
Yeah.
But do you see that? There was an old pastor, he's already over in glory this morning, but they said he used to say all the time, he make the statement all the time, But take heed that you do not your alms before men. Hallelujah this morning. So we don't give to be seen or to be heard. Hallelujah. But we give because we've been given to. What are we given to? To be seen of them otherwise. Look what Jesus said. To be seen of them otherwise, ye have no reward of your Father which is in heaven.
Right.
Do you see, if we do our charitable giving for just to be seen, do you see there's a lot of wealthy people and famous people. You see them on TV talking about all their charity and all their money that they give, and that's good and that's fine and I'm glad they did, but they ain't got no business getting on TV telling about it.
Right.
Do you see that's what Jesus is saying? If we do our alms giving and we give money to the Union Mission, mission every month. We ain't got no business going off and telling about it.
Amen.
Do you see, Jesus said, if you do, you'll otherwise you have no reward of your Father which is in heaven.
Amen.
But therefore, when thou doest thine alms, do not sound the trumpet before thee as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily I say to you, they have their reward. Jesus said that's the way the hypocrites do it. That they'll give charitable giving, and then they'll help those that's less fortunate, and then they'll go in the streets and holler it out and yell and tell. And Jesus said, I say to you, they have their reward. That man's praise is all they're getting.
Yeah.
They're not going to get nothing from God. They rob themselves of the blessing because they've done it for the wrong reason.
Yeah.
Why we do this morning, what we do, it's just as important as what we do. That's what the old preacher said. It finally came to me. Why we do what we do is just as important as what we do. Why we give our charitable, why we help those less fortunate, is just as important to God as us helping those that are less fortunate. We've got to have the right attitude about it. We've got to have it. We can't do it just to be seen or to be heard. Do you see, if we're doing it to be seen or to be heard, we're seeking our own glory.
Right.
We're seeking our own praise. Christ will share a lot of things with us, but not His glory. We should never seek our own praise, but always seeking the praise for the Lord Jesus Christ to bring on. And we don't give for man's praise. We don't. While we come to church this morning, it's just as important as being here this morning.
Amen.
We've got to come with the right attitude, with the right. If we're coming just to be seen, hallelujah, you'll get no credit with God. We come to church because we're in love with the Lord Jesus
right.
Christ, and we want to learn more about our groom to be. We come to get fed spiritually and spiritual manna from on heaven. We don't come to be seen. We don't come to put on a show. We don't come to impress somebody. Do you see? Why we do what we do is just as important as what we do this morning. Praise His name. And why we give charitable giving, why we come to church, why I'm standing up here behind this mic this morning, it's just as important to God as me standing here. What's in my heart? And for what reason am I doing it? Am I doing it for the right reason? Am I doing it because I love y'all? Because I'm in love with the Lord Jesus Christ and I want to serve Him? If I'm up here just to put on a show, just to be seen, just to try to impress somebody, I'll get no credit with God.
Amen.
I'll lose my blessing for it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He said, therefore, when thou doest thine alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee. When you go out and you help those less fortunate, don't blow a trumpet and
right.
say, look what I've done.
Right.
As the hypocrites do. That's the way the hypocrites do it. Do it in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory of man. Do you see, we're never to seek man's glory. We're always to seek
Amen.
To please our Heavenly Father that is in heaven. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. You see, that man's praise is all they're going to get. They ain't going to get nothing from God. They robbed themselves from God's blessing.
Amen.
Because they was doing it for the wrong reason. They had the wrong attitude about it. He said, but when thou doest alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth. Do you see, we're all part of the same body.
Right.
Christ being the head of that body. So I believe what Jesus is saying, when we give to the Union Mission, don't come to church and brag about it. Don't come and tell everybody what you've done. Don't let your left hand know what you're, when it comes to almsgiving and helping those less fortunate, that thine alms may be in secret. That our charitable giving should be done in secret. And thy Father which seeth in secret himself, when God sees you giving in secret, and you're doing it because you love those that have the need, you're not judgmental as to why they're in the shape that they're in. You just see that they have a need, and you're willing to help them. And when God sees you do that secretly, and you're doing it for the right reason, He shall reward thee openly.
Amen.
Do you see, it won't be, His blessing
waiting on your life won't be a secret. It'll be, He'll do it openly where all can see His blessings on your life. And when thou prayest, and He's still on the same subject, our attitude, and why we do what we do.
Yeah.
He said, and when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward.
Amen.
Do you see, He said the hypocrites, they get up in the synagogue, and they get up where everybody can see them and where everybody can hear them. And they'll pray, try to pray eloquently with great speech and with great words. Not because they're trying to get in touch with God, but because they're trying to impress somebody. Because they're trying to give man's praise. Do you see why we pray? It's just as important as our prayer this morning.
Amen.
But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet. And when thou hast shut thy door, pray thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which sitteth in secret shall reward thee openly.
Yeah.
Openly. Do you see now, that's my favorite place to pray, is all by myself somewhere where nobody's around. But Jesus is not telling us that we can't pray publicly, because He did. Search the Gospels. You'll find times where He prayed out publicly. But He's never going to tell us not to do something that He did. So He's not telling us not to pray publicly. But He's telling us when we do pray, whether it's alone, all by ourselves, or whether we're dismissing the service, or whether we're at the altar praying out loud, He said, but we're still to be centered on God.
Amen.
We're not to pray to try to impress somebody,
right,
or to be heard, or to be seen.
Yeah.
But you know, the Jews, they would carry that prayer cloth around,
yes,
and when they would pray, they would pull it down over their head and cover their faces and get by themselves and alone with God. But I don't think we have to have a prayer cloth. But when we pray to God, whether we're dismissing the service or whether we're at the altar praying out loud, we're to get along with God. Be sincere and realize who we're talking to. And be sincere about what we're saying unto God. And get along with God. And just don't be dismissing the service trying to impress somebody. But do it, then get in touch with your Heavenly Father this morning. I thought there's a pastor brought a man over a while back, brought a man over from Israel to speak at his church, and he brought his family with him. And he had a little boy, and he said right before the church started, he said that little boy come running. The man from Israel sitting on the front row right before church started, that little son of his come running down the aisle yelling out, "Abba! Abba! Abba!"
Yeah.
He jumped up on his lap. Do you see? That's our Father. Daddy, Daddy, we can... Hallelujah this morning. We can talk to Him casually this morning. He's our dad this morning. I praise His high and holy name. But when you pray in verse 7, use not vain repetitions.
Amen.
As the heathen do. For they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Now the Muslims, they gather, I don't know how many times a day, but they gather together and they do a chant. They do that same chant over and over. See, that's the way the heathen do it. And there's nothing wrong if you want to pray the model prayer at bed at night. There's nothing wrong with a memorized prayer. But what's wrong about it if we're just praying some memorized prayer and our mind is somewhere else?
Right.
Now you see, don't pray some vain repetitions. And if we ain't careful, we'll get in a habit sometimes praying the same prayer and praying the same thing. And sometimes we ain't even thinking about what we're praying about.
Right.
Our mind is somewhere. I have the awfulest battle sometimes just to get my mind centered up on talking to my dad this morning. Hallelujah this morning. But that's what he's talking about. Don't pray. Use not vain repetitions. Don't pray in vain. But realize who we're talking to. And be sincere about talking to our Heavenly Father. Praise His high and holy name. But be not ye therefore likened unto them. For your Father knoweth what things ye have need of.
Amen.
before you ask Him.
Yes, sir.
And in no way, shape, or form, and when we're talking to our Heavenly Father, we ain't never going to make news in heaven. We ain't never going to surprise God about anything we're going to say. He knows exactly what we have need of this morning, even before we ask Him. And He's not looking for some rehearsed prayer that
right.
We're not even thinking of. But He's looking, Abba,
hey,
it's me, Abba.
Hey,
oh, praise Him. It's me, Abba. And back in Ecclesiastes chapter 5 and verse 2, it tells us, let thine heart be not rash with thy mouth. Let not thine heart be hasty to utter anything before God. For God is in heaven, and thou upon the earth. Therefore, let thy words be few. Let thy words... Now, we're not going to impress God with much words. With much things. Just, Abba, it's me, Abba.
Amen.
Bye, I need you this morning. Pray.